Good evening, radio listening audience. I'm Gary Wallace, and welcome to our program, The Scorpion's Honey. Today's story, Instruments of Horror, was written by Otrova Gomez for his book, The Scorpion's Honey. Sit back and see how an alter ego can totally change what could have been an ordinary life. In the darkness of night, when the ill-intentioned spring activates the guillotine wire bar, it drives relentlessly forward and downward over its unsuspecting victim, severing the neck and vertebrae. After a brief agonizing quiver, the now lifeless body lies there motionless and dead. The premeditated plan with intent to kill, coupled with the circumstantial surprise of receiving a steel bar when they only expected a little piece of cheese, makes the mousetrap one of the most repugnant instruments of horror ever invented. It was patented in 1823 by Jeremiah Mansberg, a corrupt administrator who had been sentenced to 300 years in the Bremen City Jail. He searched for a way to take revenge for his just punishment and decided to take advantage of these inoffensive little creatures that prowled around his cot, searching for scraps. Jeremiah inaugurated his apparatus by holding back the snap with his index finger over the trigger that he had previously covered with cheese. He pretended that he was asleep, and when the mice crawled up to lick the cheese, he abruptly released the spring-powered device, which struck its death blow to those unfortunate rodents who dared to draw near, enticed by a sliver of Wisconsin cheese. What kind of satanic inspiration caused Jeremiah to invent such a horrible contraption? We'll probably never know. It may have been motivated by the frustration that he felt when the German company that he worked for went bankrupt before he could enjoy the ill-gotten gain that he expected, or it could have been the hard, relentless words of the public prosecutor who said, "They ought to have placed steel traps in with the money that those crooked bourgeois businessmen were pilfering to catch their thieving fingers." But regardless of the motivating factors, the instrument was created. Benjamin Franklin had his own model. His model had a sustaining bar that freed the attacker from personally having to release the snap. This reduced the likelihood of catching your own finger in the trap. That breakthrough spread through five continents, wreaking havoc on the rodent population around the earth. From then on, every morning, little cadavers could be found with their eyes and mouths open in every cupboard and kitchen in the land. They hardly heard the thump of death that served as their funeral rite. Unfortunately, indolence has been the hallmark of our generation. Because of that, very few people have even thought about the impact that this apparatus has on the rat population. This is not even to mention the psychological damage inflicted on those that find themselves with life but a broken body part or a tail trapped. It is unheard of and shameful that in this day and time, when so many defend the cause and the right to live for known convicted criminals, that these same activists remain silent about the horrible atrocities that take place daily. They, without pain of conscience, reap panic and devastation on the most defenseless creatures on our planet. The Animal Protection Agency should require that a small sign be placed by every trap. it should emphatically state, warning, it has been determined that eating cheese can be dangerous to your health. This is equally true for cheese as for cigarettes. England has passed a more humane requirement for all mouse traps assembled in their country. They're required to have a slow snap device that gives the mice a fair chance to save their lives. The almost universal thirst for morbid means of destruction, coupled with the immunity from responsibility for sacrificing innocent lives, make control almost impossible. The greed and avarice of those who want to hoard cheese for themselves has reached uncontrollable limits. Equity of rights is practically non-existent for the rodent population. Rats are not and have never been judged by a jury of their peers. Living under the circumstances that we now do, the only hope that remains is that the consciences of men will be pricked and that brave souls will rise up to defend the rights of rats and mice. They deserve to have life, liberty, and happiness without the fear of horrifying instruments of horror. Alter egos can flaw the thinking of even intelligent minds. Tune in for another intriguing episode of The Scorpion's Honey. Thanks for listening to KETR 88.9. Your pledges make old-time radio programming like this possible. Your station needs your support. Donate safely and securely online now at ketr.org/support.